سورة الشعراء. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طاسمين. تلك آيات الكتاب المبين. Tasimim. These are the verses of the clear book. It may be that you are going to kill yourself with grief, that they do not become believers. If we will, we could send down to them from the heaven a sign to which they would bend their necks in humility. And never comes there to them a reminder, as a recent revelation from the Most Gracious, but they turn away therefrom. So they have indeed denied. Then the news of what they mocked at will come to them. Do they not observe the earth? How much of every good kind we cause to grow therein? Inna fi dhalika la aya. Indeed, in this is a sign. Wa ma kana aktharuhum mu'minin. Yet most of them are not believers. Iman means we translate that belief into obedience. And indeed, your Lord, He is truly the Almighty, the Most Merciful. Wa idh nada rabbuka Musa. Remember when your Lord called Musa, saying, go to the people who are wrongdoers. The people of Fir'aun, will they not fear Allah and become righteous? He said, my Lord, indeed I fear that they will deny me, and my breast straightens, and my tongue expresses not well. So send for Harun, and they have a charge of crime against me, and I fear they will kill me. Even prophets were only human. People say it's so difficult to tell people. Think of Musa alayhi salam's task. He had to go and preach to someone like Fir'aun. Allah said, no, both of you go with our signs. Indeed, we shall be with you, listening. And both of you go to Fir'aun and say, we are the messengers of the Lord of the world. So allow the children of Israel to go with us. Fir'aun said to Musa, did we not bring you up among us as a child? And you dwelt many years of your life with us. Emotional blackmail. Sometimes when you go to people, they say, don't come to us. We know what you've been like. Have you forgotten all that we've done for you? And you did your deed which you did while you were one of the ingrates. Musa said, فَعَلْتُهَا إِذَنْ. I did it then when I was ignorant. So I fled from you when I feared you. Look at his devastating honesty and simplicity. He doesn't evade the question and say, no, no, that's not true. And he doesn't get distracted from his purpose. He says, yes, you're right. I did this mistake when I was ignorant. And I also fled from you when I feared you. He's not ashamed of confessing the truth. But my Lord has granted me religious knowledge and has made me one of the messengers. And this is the past favor with which you reproach me, that you have enslaved the children of Israel. Fir'aun said, وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Sneeringly he asked, what is the Lord of the worlds? قَالَ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُم مُوقِنِينَ. Musa said, the Lord of the heavens and the earth and all that is between them, if you are seek to be convinced with certainty. Fir'aun said to those around, do you not hear what he says? Now just imagine that you're standing before someone who's mocking everything you're saying, who's laughing at you, who's telling the people around him derisively. Just look at him. Look at what he's saying. قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَرَبُّ أَبَائِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Musa said, your Lord and the Lord of your ancient fathers. He's not just my Allah, he's your Allah as well. Fir'aun said, indeed, your messenger who has been sent to you is a madman. Now look at him. He's going on mocking, but Musa alayhi salam does not falter. Look at his growing confidence. قَالَ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. He said, Lord of the East and the West and all that is between them, إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. If you but used your brains. Now this is something that Fir'aun doesn't like. So finally he starts taking him seriously and he says, if you choose a god other than me, I will certainly put you among the prisoners. Musa said, even if I bring you something manifest? Fir'aun said, bring it forth then, if you are of the truthful. So Musa threw his stick, and behold, it was a serpent manifest. And he drew out his hand, and behold, it was white to all beholders. Fir'aun said to the chiefs around him, indeed this is a well-versed sorcerer. Conspiracy theory that these terrorists want to get us out of your land. He wants to drive you out of your land by his sorcery. What is it then that you command? They said, put him off and his brother for a while, and send callers to the cities to bring up to you every well-versed sorcerer. So the sorcerers were assembled at a fixed time on the day appointed. Now Musa alayhi salam's confidence has grown so much that he is facing the ordeal that he is to stand before the whole nation and take part in a competition against Fir'aun and his magicians. And it was said to the people, are you two going to assemble? That we may follow the sorcerers if they are the winners. So when the sorcerers arrived, they said to Fir'aun, will there surely be a reward for us if we are the winners? He said, yes, and you shall then indeed be of those brought near to myself. See, this is the difference between a prophet and a magician or a soothsayer. That they're doing it for money, and they're doing it so that people admire them and people keep on coming to them and people become dependent on them. And the prophet does it to connect people to Allah. قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَىٰ أَلْقُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ مُلْقُونَ Musa said to them, throw what you are going to throw. So they threw their ropes and their sticks. وَقَالُوا بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنَ And said, by the might of Fir'aun, it is we who will certainly win. When we worship other than Allah, then we are bound to fail. Then Musa threw his stick, and behold, it swallowed up all that they falsely showed. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ السَّاجِدِينَ And the sorcerers fell down in sajda. قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Saying, we believe in the Lord of the worlds. رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ The Lord of Musa and Harun. The proof is so overwhelming that even the servants of Fir'aun turn against him and they recognize the oneness of Allah. Now look at Fir'aun's response. Fir'aun said, you have believed in him before I give you leave. Surely he indeed is your chief who has taught you magic. So indeed you shall come to know. Indeed I will cut off your hands and your feet on opposite sides and I will crucify you all. He's just like a blustering bully. Now he's trying to make up for his humiliation, so he says, I'll kill you people. قَالُوا لَا ضَيْرَ إِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا مُنْقَلِبُونَ They said, no harm. Surely to our Lord we are to return. Indeed we hope that our Lord will forgive us our sins as we are the first of the believers. Look at the transformation. One minute they're cringing cowards, they're flattering the Fir'aun, trying to please him, sucking up to him. And the next minute they're fearless heroes. And we reveal to Musa, saying, Depart by night with my slaves. Indeed you will be pursued. Then Fir'aun sent callers to all the cities. The danger was not yet over. Saying, Indeed these are but a small band. And indeed they have done what has enraged us. But we are a host, all assembled, amply forewarned. So we expel them from gardens and springs, treasures, and every kind of honorable place. Thus, and we cause the children of Israel to inherit them. So they pursued them at sunrise, and when the two hosts saw each other, and we know how the waters parted before Musa alayhi salam, the companions of Musa said, We are sure to be overtaken. Musa said, Kalla, inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. No, indeed with me is my Lord. This is true iman. That in the face of danger, he doesn't falter, he doesn't despair. Indeed with me is my Lord. He will guide me. Then we revealed to Musa, saying, Strike the sea with your stick. And it parted, and each part of that sea water became like huge mountains. Then we brought near the others to that place, and we saved Musa and all those with him. Then we drowned the others. Indeed, and this is a sign, yet most of them are not believers. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ Indeed, your Lord, he is truly the Almighty, the Most Merciful. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ Recite to them the story of Ibrahim. See how much Allah loves us. He gives us these different stories. Maybe one of them will make us realize the truth. When he said to his father and his people, What do you worship? They said, We worship idols and to them we are ever devoted. He said, Do they hear you when you call on them? Or do they benefit you? Or do they harm you? They said, No, but we found our fathers doing so. He said, Do you worship that which you have been worshipping, you and your ancient fathers? Indeed, they are enemies to me, except the Lord of the world. Now, Ibrahim alayhi salam was a young man at that time. Look at his courage. He's standing before his whole clan, before his father, and he's taking them on. That's what Islam is. No compromise and no apologies. Indeed, they are all enemies to me, except the Lord of the worlds. الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ He who has created me, and it is he who guides me. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ And it is he who feeds me and gives me to drink. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ And when I am ill, it is he who cures me. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ And who will cause me to die and then will bring me to life again. And who, I hope, will forgive me my sins on the day of judgment. This is the vision of a mu'min. In everything, he sees Allah. That's the meaning of La ilaha illallah. And what dua does he make? رَبِّ هَبْلِي حُكْمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ Look at his humility. He doesn't say, after all I've done for Allah, Allah is bound to reward me. Oh my Lord, bestow religious knowledge on me and join me with the righteous. and grant me an honorable mention in later generations. And look at the acceptance of that dua. وَجْعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ. Make me one of the inheritors of the paradise of delight. And forgive my father, indeed he is of those led astray. And do not humiliate me on the day when all will be resurrected. The day whereon neither wealth nor children or sons will avail. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except him who brings to Allah a sound heart. Now what is this sound heart? That means a heart that belongs to Allah and Allah alone. Look at our divided loyalties. We pray for Allah, but we'll do whatever we want when we feel like it. So some of the time we're obeying Allah, and some of the time we're doing what we feel like doing. Ibrahim alayhi salam says, him who brings to Allah a pure heart, a sound heart, a heart that is drenched in sibghatullah, the colors of Allah. And paradise will be brought near to the Allah conscious. And hellfire will be placed in full view of those led astray. And it will be said to them, where are those that you used to worship instead of Allah? Can they help you or even help themselves? Then they will be thrown on their faces into the fire, they and those who were in error, and the whole host of shaitan together. They will say while contending therein, by Allah, we were truly in a clear error when we held you false gods as equal in worship with the Lord of the world. And none has brought us into error except the criminals. Now we have no intercessors, nor a close friend to help us. Look at the hatred for each other. They'll be blaming their friends, blaming their society. Like people say, oh, it's so difficult to obey Allah and it's so difficult to pray. Well, on that day in hellfire, they will be blaming each other as well. Alas, if we only had a chance to return to the world, we should be among the believers. Indeed, and this is a sign. Yet most of them are not believers. And indeed your Lord, He is truly the Almighty, the Most Merciful. The people of Nuh denied the messengers. When their brother Nuh said to them, will you not fear Allah and obey Him? I am a trustworthy messenger to you. So fear Allah and obey me. Obedience is for Allah, and the way that we obey Allah is by following the prophets. No reward do I ask of you for it. My reward is only from the Lord of the worlds. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. So fear Allah and obey me. They said, shall we believe in you when the meanest of the people follow you? He said, what knowledge have I of what they used to do? Their account is only with my Lord, if you could but know. And I am not going to drive away the believers. I am only a plain warner. They said, if you cease not, O Nuh, you will surely be among those stoned to death. He said, my Lord, indeed my people have denied me. Therefore judge you between me and them, and save me and those of the believers who are with me. And we saved him and those with him in the laden ship. Then we drowned the rest thereafter. Indeed, and this is a sign. Yet most of them are not believers. And indeed, your Lord, He is the Almighty. He is the Most Merciful. The people of Ad denied the messengers. When their brother Hud said to them, will you not fear Allah and obey Him? Indeed, I am a trustworthy messenger to you. So fear Allah and obey me. Again and again we find the message is the same. Fear Allah and follow the prophets. No reward do I ask of you for it. My reward is only from the Lord of the worlds. Do you build high palaces on every high place while you do not live in them? And do you make for yourselves palaces as if you will live therein forever? And when you seize somebody, do you seize him as tyrants? In other words, these people were oppressing others. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. So fear Allah and obey me. And keep your duty to Him. Fear Him who has helped you with all that you know. He has helped you with cattle and children and gardens and springs. Indeed, I fear for you the torment of a great day. They said it is the same to us whether you preach or do not be of those who preach. This is nothing than the false tales and religion of the ancient people. And we are not going to be punished. People say Allah is going to punish us for a little while, then He'll forgive us. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. So they denied Him, and we destroyed them. Indeed, and this is a sign, still most of them are not believers. And indeed, your Lord is the Almighty, the Most Merciful. The people of Thamud belied the messengers. When their brother Salih said to them, will you not fear Allah and obey Him? I am a trustworthy messenger to you. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. So fear Allah and obey me. No reward do I ask of you for it. My reward is only from the Lord of the worlds. will you be left secure in that which you have here? That's what we think, isn't it? That we're going to live here forever. And these houses of ours and these cars that we have, we're going to go on having a good time. And at the end of our life, maybe we'll have time to obey Allah a little. Will you be left secure in that which you have here? In gardens and springs and green crops and date palms? And you hew out in the mountains, houses with great skill. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. So fear Allah and follow me. And follow not the command of the transgressors who make mischief in the land and do not reform. They said, you are only of those bewitched. You are but a human being like us. Then bring us a sign if you are of the truthful. He said, here is a she-camel. It is a right to drink water, and you have a right to drink water, each on a day known. And touch her not with harm, lest the torment of a great day should seize you. But they killed her, and then they became regretful. So the torment overtook them. Indeed, and this is a sign, still most of them are not believers. And indeed, your Lord, He is the Almighty, the Most Merciful. The people of Lut denied the messengers. When their brother Lut said to them, will you not fear Allah? Indeed, I am a trustworthy messenger to you. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. So fear Allah and follow me. No reward do I ask of you for it. My reward is only from the Lord of the worlds. Do you go in unto the males of the worlds and leave those whom Allah has created for you to be your wives? No, but you are a people transgressing, exceeding the limits. And homosexuality was an unprecedented sin at that time. They said, if you do not cease, O Lut, indeed you will be one of those who are driven out. He said, I am indeed of those who disapprove with severe anger your action. My Lord, save me and my family from what they do. So we saved him and his family all, except an old woman, his wife, among those who remained behind. Why was she left behind? Because she condoned this action and she supported those homosexuals. Then afterwards we destroyed the others and we rained on them a rain of stones and torment. And how evil was the rain of those who had been warned. Indeed, and this is a sign. Yet most of them are not believers. And indeed your Lord, He is the Almighty, the Most Merciful. The dwellers of Al-Aykar belied the messengers. When Shu'aib said to them, will you not fear Allah? I am a trustworthy messenger to you. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. So fear Allah and follow me. No reward do I ask of you for it. My reward is only from the Lord of the worlds. Give full measure and cause no loss to others. And weigh with a true and straight balance. And do not cheat people by reducing their rights. When we do not accord people their rights, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَّفِّفِينَ. Woe be to the defrauders, those who cheat people of their rights, who are so busy claiming their rights from others that they don't have time to give to people. Nor do evil, making corruption and mischief in the land, and fear Allah who created you and the generations of the men of old. They said, you are only one of those bewitched. You are but a human being like us. And indeed we think that you are one of the liars. So cause the peace of the heaven to fall on us if you are of the truthful. He said, my Lord is the best knower of what you do. But they denied him. So the torment of the day of shadow seized them. Indeed, that was the torment of a great day. Inna fi dhalika la'aya. Indeed, and this is a sign. Yet most of them are not believers. And indeed, your Lord, He is the Almighty and the Most Merciful. Who is He Al-Aziz for? For those who disobey Allah. He can punish them. And who is He Ar-Rahim for? For those who obey Allah. Truly this Quran is a revelation from the Lord of the worlds, which the trustworthy Jibreel has brought down upon your heart. We find that the Quran was revealed upon the pure heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wasn't given a copy, a written copy of the Quran. It was revealed upon his pure heart. And that's a reminder that Iman starts in our heart. At-taqwa hahuna. This is where Allah consciousness is found. That you may be one of the warners in the clear Arabic language. And indeed it is announced in the scriptures of former people. Is it not a sign to them that the learned scholars of the children of Israel knew it is true? And if we had revealed this Quran to any of the non-Arabs and he had recited it to them, they would not have believed in it. Thus have we caused it to enter the hearts of the criminals. Allah is telling us something here, that if our heart is pure, then this Quran will give us peace and joy. And if our heart is full of sin, then when we listen to the Quran, we'll be filled with venom and hatred and frustration and rage. Like some people hear the Quran and they say, oh, the Quran is so frightening, it's so scary. We only see the Quran as being oppressive when our hearts are full of lust and when our own hearts are full of venom and hatred. Thus have we caused it to enter the hearts of the criminals. So we need to purify our hearts before we can benefit from the Quran. They will not believe in it until they see the painful torment. And it shall come to them of a sudden, while they perceive not. Then they will say, can we be respited? Would they then wish for our torment to be hastened on? Tell me, even if we do, let them enjoy for years. And afterwards comes to them that punishment which they had been promised. All that which they used to enjoy shall not help them. And never did we destroy a township, but it had its warners. By way of reminder, وَمَا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. We have never been unjust. And it is not the devils who have brought this Quran down, neither would it suit them, nor can they produce it. Indeed, they have been removed far from hearing it. فَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُعَذَّبِينَ. So do not call with Allah another God, lest you should be among those who receive punishment. What have we been taught? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. O Allah, you alone do we worship, and you alone do we pray to. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. And warn your tribe of near kindred. وَقْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And be kind to the believers who follow you. Then if they disobey you, say, I am innocent of what you do. Now we need to understand that the Prophet ﷺ is being told to warn his relatives first of all. And we too are told in the Quran, كُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Save yourselves and your families from the fire. Don't just focus on purifying yourselves or maybe purifying large gatherings of strangers and your own family is, you know, engrossed in sins. No, we should be concerned about our families. And it also doesn't mean that we just focus on our families and say, well, I have to raise my children. True, we have to raise our children as good Muslims first, but we cannot neglect the responsibility of conveying Islam to the rest of mankind. Now Allah says, warn your tribe who are relatives, and be kind to the believers who follow you, then if they disobey you, say, I am innocent of what you do. Now nowadays we find many people that they have this belief that, well, we can do whatever we wish, and even if we sin and make mistakes, well, we are the Prophet ﷺ's relatives, so he's bound to save us, and he's bound to intercede for us. We have in a hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ himself warned us, and the Prophet ﷺ said in that hadith, on one occasion he said, O Quraysh people, by yourselves, I cannot save you from Allah if you disobey Him. O Bani Abd Manaf, and that was his tribe, I cannot save you from Allah if you disobey Him. O Abbas, and this was his chacha, the son of Abdul Muttalib, I cannot save you from Allah if you disobey Him. O Safiya, the aunt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I cannot save you from Allah if you disobey Him. O Fatima, daughter of Muhammad, ask what you wish from my property, but I cannot save you from Allah if you disobey Him. Now if his closest relatives, if his daughter, if his uncle, if his aunt were being told this by him directly, that I cannot save you from Allah if you disobey Him, then what about the others who are certainly not as closely related? And what about us who are not even related to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What right then do we have to say, oh, the Prophet will intercede for us and send lots of duruds on him and then he'll intercede for us? I cannot save you from Allah if you disobey Him. Allah is saying, if they disobey you, say, I am innocent of what you do. What is intercession? It's an honor that Allah will grant His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and certain other good people, but only for those whom Allah allows. And that's only fair and just. Otherwise, is it just that just because someone's a Sayyid and he's sinned all his life long, he should be granted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's intercession? He should be granted the same Jannah as someone who's strived all his life long? Is it fair that just because we've said La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, the Prophet should intercede for us and we don't have to do anything then? We can all sit back and relax because he's going to intercede for us. Allah has told us, Inna shafa'ata lillahi jamia. Tell them the power of intercession is in Allah's hands. So it's Allah we need to please. And put your trust in the Almighty, the Most Merciful, who sees you when you stand up, and He sees your movements among those who fall prostrate. This is so beautiful. It's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, when you're worshipping Me, when you're reading the Hajjud, when you're doing sajda, then I'm watching you. Indeed, he, only he is the all-hearer, the all-knower. Shall I inform you upon whom the devils descend? They descend on every lying, sinful person who gives ear, and most of them are liars. As for the poets, the misguided ones follow them. Do you not see that they speak about every subject in their poetry? Allah is speaking of those poets who exaggerate. And that they say what they do not do. And if you study the lives of poets, you know, you find a great contradiction in most poets' cases. We find a great contradiction in the creed that they preached and their own lives. And accept those who believe and do good deeds and remember Allah much and vindicate themselves after they have been wrong. And those who do wrong will come to know by what overturning they will be overturned. Now we need to understand that what is the Islamic perspective towards poetry? We find that once Hazrat Aisha was asked that did the Prophet ﷺ ever recite poetry in his speeches? And she replied that there was nothing that he disliked more. In other words, that he was the messenger of Allah. He didn't need to resort to poetry to explain his words. At the same time, we find that the Prophet ﷺ would praise good poetry if it was moderate and truthful. And on one occasion he said that إِنَّ فِي الْبَيَانِ لَسِحْرٌ, that there's a magic in speech, there's a magic in poetry. In other words, he was speaking of the qualities of poetry, that sometimes you can convey more by a single line of verse than you can by a whole paragraph of prose. We need to understand that Islam's perspective towards poetry is moderate. That poetry is not good or bad in itself. You can't say poetry is haram. It depends upon the contents of the verses. For instance, we find amongst our own greatest poet, Muhammad Iqbal, Allama Iqbal's poetry contains amazing tafsir of the Quran. So we couldn't say that, you know, that poetry is wrong or that you shouldn't read it. When is poetry condemned? When it's foolish, when it deals with topics such as wine, women and song, when it's unnecessary, when it's full of exaggeration and full of lies, then it is forbidden. Why? Because it takes us away from remembering the true purpose of life.